Joyner, Salute, and J. Anthony Brown. Thank God Valentine's Day is over. Yep, a lot of brothers drop stacks of dollar bills on expensive meals, and it works because women are waking up popping morning after pills. While they Febreze their weeds underneath their makeshift shower caps.
Oh, my God.
You like that, Jay?
I love their weeds.
Sound like a murder hit to me. Tom, contenders one or two on my list need your help. That's right. Chris Brown and Drake are suing each other after fighting in the club last year. Chris Brown and Drake and the club they were supposedly rumbling in are getting sued by this model chick. Now, Chris Brown and Drake are both using the Shaggy defense. It wasn't me. And pointing the finger at each other. Drake said it's Chris Brown's fault. Chris Brown said it's Drake's fault. It's beige on beige crime, Tom. And these brothers need the intervention of the beige father himself. Shiggity. It ain't but a couple of you macchiato mofos holding down. Drake, Tom, Thomas Howard, and Chris Brown. Contender number three is another damn near beige brother, R&B singer, producer, and of course, what he's most famous for, Christina Milian, baby daddy. Yep, Dream was the talk of the Grammys after he showed up dressed like somebody threw a stick of dynamite in a hamper. And Jay-Z called him out after they won an award with Frank Ocean. Jay-Z said, I'd like to thank the swap meet for his hat. Yeah, Dream hat was a nightmare. Where was Kanye when you need him? I don't care how much money you have. You don't show up at the Grammys just like you in the movie and don't be a minister South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. Contender number four, my aunt, for thinking Olivia Pope was resigning from scandal.
Olivia Pope.
Hey, you can't break up with family. Contender number five, DMX. DMX was arrested in South Carolina for driving without liver pudding. I'm sorry. Actually, it was a driver's license. Is DMX DMX? That's the new word for crazy. Is DMX DMX?
Are you DMX?
That's the only explanation it is for him driving without a license in South Carolina. And get this. He had his five-month-old daughter in the car. He would have been better off letting his five-month-old daughter drive. It's safer. Marco Rubio, you are the thirsty Bama of the week. The cotton-mouth Republican senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, was responding to the president's State of the Union address and stopped mid-sentence and grab a bottle of Polish spring water like he was grabbing ass at a bachelor party. Marco Rubio, you are the Bama of the week. Tonight, Morant Theater, Coy Holcomb, Gary Horns, and Chris Paul, two shows. It's going down. I'm out.